Do not adjust your radio dial.
Okay, people, listen up.
As mankind marches into the future, the dependence on technology will only increase. Sometimes technology advances faster than understanding. That's where we come in.
You're babbling. You're not making any sense. You're hysterical.
Computers 99 on 850 The Buzz with your host, Amnon Nissan.
His voice has been processed to protect his identity.
And co-host Larry Dive.
Hello.
Your own personal bodyguards from the Y2K bug. Think of them as your guides to the world of binary digits and random access memory.
That's an air joke.
Computers 99 with Amnon and Larry. They may be geeks.
What did he say?
But at least they know what they're doing.
A50 The Buzz. Good morning, everybody. You're tuned to Computers 9...
What was that?
Oh, that was that. You're tuned to Computers 99 on Sports Radio 850 The Buzz. I'm Arnold, your host for the next 2 hours, along with Larry Dye.
Good morning.
And our producer extraordinaire sitting there, Jenny. Our number is 860-0850, star 850 on your Bell South Mobility DCS phone, pound 850 on your Alltel cell phone. These are free calls, and Computers 99 is brought to you this morning by Bell South Mobility DCS. You can call them at 1-888-327-2001 to get wireless for as low as $10 a month. Also brought to you by the Computer Exchange, and they sell, buy, and trade new and pre-owned computer equipment. They're located in Raleigh on Six Forks Road across from North Hills Mall and in Cary in the Crossroads Shopping Center. Computer Exchange with more RAM than most third world countries.
What does that mean?
That means that they have a lot
Lots of RAM.
We're also brought to you by Mindspring. And you can call Mindspring at 1-888-MSPRING or on the World Wide Web at www.mindspring.com. And with us in the studio this morning is Lane Seeley of Bell South Mobility DCS. Good morning, Lane.
Good morning.
We're going to talk, obviously, we're going to talk about Alltel. No, we're going to talk.
We can talk about Alltel.
No, we're not.
We're
going to talk about Bell South Mobility DCS this morning. If you have any questions or comments about Bell South service, the Bell South Mobility DCS service, telephones, you want to ask. I don't want to hear anything from you, Larry. This is not a time for jokes now. But boy, he's a joker today.
What?
Feel free to call us at 860-0850, or if you own a Bell South Mobility DCS phone, it's star at 50, sorry, and this is free. Or pound at 50 if you have an Alltel cell phone. What are you going to say?
No, we're just talking about Bell South Mobility.
Right.
Lane knows nothing about Bell South otherwise.
Yeah, well, he's Bell South Mobility.
He's claimed nolo contendere.
Well,
I can try to answer other Bell South questions, but that's not my expertise.
I don't think we're going to do that. No, we're not going to do that to you.
No, we wouldn't.
No questions about ADSL or anything.
So. No DSL questions or...
No.
Okay.
It's the same as if you're working for CPR. I'm going to ask you about
power.
Batteries.
Ask me about power.
Batteries.
I'm going to wear a hat. I want a hat.
You don't know anything about power. All you know is you need it to work.
My dad's up in Virginia. He's got some power problems. Can you help him?
Yes. Call the nuclear group. They'll be happy to help him.
Something disturbing this week as far as viruses.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Bubble Boy?
Bubble Boy. Boy, what an assignment, Phil. Bubble Boy.
You remember that program with George?
So, Bubble Boy is something that we never encountered before.
Right.
And the bad thing about it is that you don't really need to open the program and to run even the attachment. All you have to do is just highlight the line in your message index where you see all the messages that you have. If you highlight it, if you click on it in order to open it, that's enough.
It's too late.
Too late.
So how do you protect yourself against this virus?
Network Associates has something online already. I mean, they had it the next day.
Yeah, Symantec does too. I mean, you go up.
And Matt, I'm sure Symantec. How about
David Fellows? I haven't, and I need to check. They don't do updates quite so often, but I would assume that they've got something out there for it, or they will have. Or they will have. I'll be sure to know that by next week.
Yeah, you have to watch out for this.
Because this one goes in and potentially, even though it says that it just...
Right now, it doesn't do anything.
Other than...
Rename some files.
Right.
It's not a big deal. But the information out there on the net that tells you that this is just a delivery mechanism.
Right.
And somebody can deliver, using the same delivery mechanism, can deliver something really bad.
Right.
So...
Amnon, a lot of consumers are real skeptical of these virus scares, so yeah, that can be a real problem because some people just can ignore these warnings.
Oh, of course. There are people that ignore, and there are people that stay on top of it. If you get something, normally viruses like these, you know, like Melissa and here, there's... You hear it on TV, you hear it on the radio. I mean, it's the media is trying to let everybody know, as well as on the internet. The problem with those virus scares, is that on the internet, sometimes you have somebody who's just starting a rumor, and it just multiplies. I mean, it's better to be safe than sorry, though. I mean, I used to be a skeptic in the early days where, you know, they were talking about all kind of viruses and nothing ever happened. Today, the reason these things... I always said from day one that viruses are worthless if they are just on your computer and they can't go anywhere else. Nobody is going to write anything that will work only on your computer unless it's a Trojan horse which runs and destroys it. For networks, this is where you have to remember those people that write the viruses want to see results. They want to hear about it. You know, that's what makes it...
They can brag about it.
Right. Well, I don't know about brag about it.
Well,
then
they're small circles.
To themselves. Yeah. Either they feel good or in the small circles.
They're cellmates.
So before the internet, it wasn't such a big deal. As the internet became more of a regular and everybody's using it, now you can do... And again, what is this virus good if it only destroys you? Then just a few people will get hurt because everybody already knows about it because of the internet. Everybody, and they stop. But when it starts multiplying through the internet again, here's the network. Now they're having fun. They see it going all over the place.
They want to hear that Microsoft shut down their email for a day and a half.
Stuff like that. Yeah, that's what makes it.
Now Lane makes a good point though. In order to what we've recommended before is if you hear about a virus and you don't know whether it's real or not, go to one of the big sites like Symantec and or Network Associates, and they have a list of hoaxes too. Because a lot of those email messages that go around are like the urban legends, and they'll tell you about them on these sites. Mm-hmm. You know, if you send me $10 and send $10 to the rest of your friends, they're just chain letters on email, but... Some of the hoaxes, what the Jesus Saves hoax, there was one that flew
around.
There's
a bunch of them, yeah.
But you can go to these sites, the responsible email, or the responsible antivirus companies, like Symantec, and they have a whole area where read about the hoaxes.
Uh-huh.
And they're really, they do a good job about antivirus stuff.
It's true. There are quite a few of them. So you have to stay on top of it. You have to stay on top of it, and... whenever something is available, and Symantec, Network Associates, which is McAfee, and I don't
know. Data Fellows does the same thing.
I mean, they come up with something, and like on McAfee, they say that you can download this extra DAT,
mm-hmm.
which is just for that virus, but next week's release of the whole thing is going to include it. So they're putting it into their general thing, but they give you something just for now, the interim, just to make sure that you don't get hurt. And that's interesting. 860-0850, star at 50 on your Bell cell phone, Bell to DCS phone, pound at 50 on your Altel cell phone. These are free calls. Watch out for that. You can't really, see, that's You can't watch out for it, because by the time you realize that that may be it, it's too late.
That's why you have antivirus software.
That's why you need to have antivirus software.
You know, and in case people think that viruses don't do a lot, now, Anna and I both know of a case in the last 2 months.
They do.
Where something ate an entire hard drive on somebody's machine. They lost everything.
Yep, they do a lot.
There's been phone calls for you all to get, too, huh?
Help.
Yeah, well, we took this machine and then ran antivirus software and then brought up and said, there's no hard drive.
There's no hard drive.
It ate it.
It's to a point, you get to a point where there's just nothing. Nothing you can do.
And these people cry?
And they cry, and they feel stupid, and they wish that they, but I mean,
stupid, angry. You go through the whole thing. This woman had, this was an organization's, all their data files were on it.
A lot of important files were gone.
No backup.
Well, that's another issue.
That's the problem. People don't back up.
Right.
People don't back up. Anyway. Lane. What's been new with, what's been going on with Bell South Mobility in the last year, let's say?
Nothing's changed.
Nothing's changed.
Lots of things have changed.
Still the best thing.
Still the best kind of service to get for wireless. Back in April, we lowered our rates even lower than they already were. And then here for the holidays, introduced a new $10 pricing plan for even more flexibility for people to add phones for other members of their household, to new people who don't think they need a phone, can go ahead and get service and just have a minimum amount of minutes. Trying to add even more flexibility for people to get into the category. So we want as many people as possible to enjoy wireless and the largest all-digital network in the Carolinas.
How about the coverage? How is this going?
The coverage continues to expand. We've added new areas down around Fayetteville, also going out towards into Chatham County. We've got a lot of new areas, and that's certainly a new growth area for the Triangle in the next couple of years. And expanded down to Jacksonville and New Bern, down by the coast, Morehead mm-hmm. City, all those areas are now up and running. And, you know, we've continued to do that for the past 4 years, every year adding new areas.
I know that the service is better than it used to be, like 2 or 3 years ago when calls were dropped and all that. Now it's...
Yeah, no one's ever going to be able to guarantee you no dropped calls.
Right.
There are fewer now than there were.
Yeah,
so.
It's definitely getting better, and it's nice. When, for the holidays, when somebody goes to buy or they're thinking about getting a phone for a family member or whatever, What can they expect to pay?
We've got digital phones as low as $49.95,
mm-hmm.
Which is about as low as they go from anybody. But $10 a month for wireless allows you to have a phone number and take calls. Each call is 39 cents a minute. For only $10 more than that, for a total of $20, you can get unlimited weekends. So you're adding a phone for your daughter to use when she's out at soccer practices and things on the weekends and she's driving around. Then you can give her a phone just for $20 a month. She can call you all weekend long. And that's just, you know, really no one's ever done a price point that low. Usually you have to have a higher plan to try to do something like that. And, of course, we have the higher plans, too. The $40 plan that's got 400 minutes does give you free weekends, too. So if you're a business user or someone that's about time to switch plans, you can also
check
out those.
What about the free incoming? Are there any more?
Not doing free incoming anymore. We've had lots of requests for that. We had it for about 9 months, and it was a great promotion. We decided to move on to something else. But I know a lot of people... keep asking for it.
Okay. All right. We need to think about some more since we're not hearing from the audience about questions about Bell South Mobility. We have to come up with them, Larry. So work.
Oh, I have one.
How's your phone working, Emma?
Oh, my phone is working great. I'll tell you about it when we come back. Right now, we'll let Jenny do another ticker, and we'll take your calls when we come back. You tune to Computers 99 on Sports Radio 850, The Buzz. Welcome back to Computers 99 on Sports Radio 850 The Buzz. Our numbers again, 860-0850, star 850 on your Bell South Mobility DCS phone, pound 850 on your Alltel cell phone. And this part of the show is brought to you by SkyTel. The first name in advanced messaging. You can call them at 1-800-SKY-6181 or visit SkyTel.com. What is it, Larry? What are you looking
for?
Oops. What? Why aren't you on?
I don't know.
What did we do?
What did you? Hello?
I don't...
Oh, you are over here.
I am on. Oh, I'm there. Where am I?
Sorry.
I can't be in two places.
I forgot you moved. Go ahead.
Oh, you're in trouble. I was just looking through the news for the week. You know, AMD's coming out now with a 750 megahertz chip. That's cool.
Athlon.
And what else is going on out there? I got lots of stuff for the Evil Empire today.
We'll talk about the Evil Empire when their time comes. And their time is coming.
I'll tell you, since the ruling, you've been really nasty to the Evil Empire. We will get you back.
I'm not nasty. As a matter of fact, now I'm beginning, you know, it's just like sticking up for the underdog. I don't know why I think they're the underdog. But, oh, poor Microsoft.
Did you, and this, I'm not going to talk about this, but did you see Bill on, you know, they rushed up his 60 Minutes show? Or his,
what?
It was pretty bizarre. I mean, here's Bill going, trying to play the role of, you know, the put-upon corporate executive. And... He goes out to a burger shack and eats a couple cheeseburgers with Charlie Rose. And they're sitting there eating, and somebody comes by and knocks on the window that they're sitting there going, can you spare some change?
No, not me. No. No change.
You know, and it's just amazing how he sticks to this line about how, I didn't think we'd ever get in trouble. Any American company in America could ever get in trouble just making better products for its customers. After I quit gagging,
don't gag. I tell you what, let's go and talk to Don and Raleigh. Good morning, Don. Good
morning, Amnon. I have a question on backups.
Okay.
I'm using Windows 98's backup facility in there.
All right.
And I get all done with it, and it gives me a message that it can't back up my cookie file because the file is in use.
Did you bake them all the way?
Yeah, right. Chocolate chips.
It can't back the cookie file.
Do you have your browser open?
No, I was not online. I didn't have the browser open or anything.
That's interesting. I've never heard about it having a problem with that, because this is only used as the browser or as a server is trying to send you a cookie. Try and go into the directory, into the Windows directory, and you should have cookies.txt.
Right.
Do you know how to use Attrib?
Yes. Yeah.
Make it a read-only.
Okay.
And then try and back up.
Oh, okay.
I don't know what else is trying to access your cookie file. That's
the cookie monster.
Cookie monster, yeah. That's very possible. But at least one thing is good. You're at least backing up, which is great. You know, that's what we're talking about. But yeah, I would just name it. I mean, not rename it. Reset the attribute to read only and then see what happens.
All right, I'll give that a shot.
Okay.
Thanks very much.
Thanks for calling 850 The Buzz. And our number is 860-0850, star 850 on your Bell South Mobility DCS phone, pound 850 on your Alltel cell phone, and these are free calls. And like I said, if you have any questions about Bell South Mobility DCS or Bell South Mobility DCS phones, call, and we have Lane Seeley here from Bell South Mobility DCS. And Lane, I'm sure, will be more than glad to answer all your questions, whatever he can answer. Let's put it this way. But he knows his stuff.
He knows Bell South Mobility. Lane, I have a question for you. And this doesn't necessarily specifically apply to Bell South, but to wireless phones. You're the wireless phone person. We both were talking during the break. There was a headline story that made the Raleigh TV and all this week about a woman, a police officer, Department of Corrections officer, who was killed by a driver using a cell phone. And that's brought up the whole issue of driving and using cell phones. And I'm sure we all have seen people driving and using cell phones.
No, we all do it.
No, we don't. I don't.
I do it.
Well, I know. You're terrible. I've watched it. But let's talk about ways around it. What do you recommend? What's the future of this going to be? Because clearly there's an issue.
The wireless industry has gotten together about this issue now for quite a few years and really tried to ensure that when a customer buys a phone, a lot of companies are giving out, including Bell South, a little safety brochure that talks in general about making sure that driving conditions are good for using a phone. I mean, if you're stuck on 40, a better one, you're going 85 miles an hour on 40 from RTP and you're switching lanes and there's trucks around, maybe you shouldn't make that call.
Maybe.
Maybe you shouldn't go 85.
But, there's certainly situations where I pull over on the road and make a call. This is going to be an important one. You know, if it's just a, hey, to my wife, I'm coming home soon, that's, no problem. If I'm going to have a conversation with my boss about some important issue, I'm not going to want to talk, at length and cause any problems. But the industry is real aware of this issue. What it really comes down to is responsible driving as far as distractions go. I mean, if you're sitting there looking at the radio, if you're eating a Big Mac, if you're shaving, if you're doing all kinds of other things, it's just a distraction like anything else. I mean, there's nothing, no phone says pick me up and dial me now.
Right.
It's really a customer choice. Now, there's some things you can do in the car to make your calling a little easier. There are hands-free kits that you can wear. They're portable. Just fit in your ear. I use one of those on occasion, and they're real handy. They're not very expensive at all. And
is there speed dialing on these things?
So you could
preset a home number to do that kind of, hi, I'm on the way home.
Yeah, because one of the worst thing, and that's what, I mean, I don't find it a problem to drive and talk.
The dialing or looking up a number on a sheet of paper.
Well, no, it's the dialing. I won't look up a number on a
You look up a piece of, oh! Watch out for lane.
The dialing is the problem.
Yeah.
And I wore off my tire once.
Really?
Yeah, because I look down and next thing I see is the car stopping in front of me. And that's, that's the bad thing. This is why I like the North Tail 1930.
So it's got even a hands-free button on the phone.
Yeah, you talk to it, you say, call home,
Right.
And it calls, and that's nice. But you don't carry it anymore.
I think there'll be more phones like that. In fact, voice-activated dialing is something that some carriers have experimented with. Some have had the service and pulled it because it's just it's in its infancy as far as recognizing speech. But once that comes around, I think there'll be a lot more. There's a service called Wildfire. There's some interesting voice-activated dialing services out there, almost like assistants. They have a whole, they'll take whatever, your Palm Pilot contact list and be able, you can dial any number from there. Those sorts of things.
See, that'll make it safe.
Right. I mean, that's what we really need to get to. You're right. Dialing is where people take their eyes off the road and wind up in somebody's backyard killing somebody.
We feel, though, as a company, that it should be an individual choice whether or not to make that call.
Oh,
we have certainly said that legislation is not needed. We think that we can continue to help educate the public. And the public should just, you don't sit there and have a three-course meal in the car while you're driving to work. So you wouldn't do the same thing,
Right.
Keeping your eyes off the road when you're making phone calls. You need to be very careful.
No, I agree. I mean, I see people driving on 40 reading newspapers. Have you seen books and newspapers on steering wheels where they're driving to work?
Are you looking at people while they're driving instead of looking at the road?
I'm watching everybody around me. I trust nobody when I drive.
See, I wasn't around then, but I wonder how it was when they first put radios in the car. Of course, they weren't driving as fast as we do today, but was that a distraction? Back then, I'm sure
that and even more talk radio back then. So, listening to stories and things on the radio,
things like that, and who knows? It's just like you say, it's something new, and the technologies. Back then, you probably had to turn and to look at the dial and everything. Then they came up with the buttons, and you press the button. And here again, the speech recognition. Will work great. You're right. Even the 1930 phone is sometimes you say one thing and it dials something else. But in general, it works. It wants quiet around it and stuff like that. But yeah, that's to me. This is the time when it's the worst. Is to take your eyes off the road and dial. And it's easier, you know, you find out ways to make it safer, and you know, you hold the phone in your hand and you put it on the dash, and you don't really have to take your eyes off the road.
Don't tell people to do
that. I mean, this is not
an industry recommendation.
Why not?
Actually, the industry recommendation is that if you need to make a phone call, pull over on the side and do it.
I mean, you should. It's, you know, you're supposed to drive the speed limit for the conditions.
Right.
You're supposed to make phone calls on the conditions.
Right.
So,
that's one of the conditions.
Yeah.
And you do find
put it on the dashboard.
Well, this way, at least, I'm looking at the road still, or catch it.
See, the problem is that we've got people who are more and more people are less and less experienced driving.
Uh-huh.
Cars are faster and bigger. Traffic is more and more crowded, and there's more things to do. So all of these combine. That's why I trust nobody.
I think I had the internet in the car soon too. So
I'm
trying to figure that out. How am I supposed to be browsing when I'm driving?
Shifting, drinking coffee, browsing, and talking on the phone. Pull that off.
It'll work perfectly. It'll work perfectly safe. It'll be absolutely safe, and you will have nothing to worry about doing all these things once they put those wires in the road and the car drives itself.
Right. I like that.
We can all afford chauffeurs.
We don't need chauffeurs. Oh, yeah, if we can afford a chauffeur today,
Now that's actually the better way to do it. Make all the calls you want, just sit in the back and have Jeeves take you wherever you want. Ask Jeeves, right?
860-0850, *850 on your Bell South Mobility DCS phone, #850 on your Alltel cell phone. These are free calls. And we're talking about Bell South Mobility Service, wireless phones, wireless services. You find out that more people are going for the digital. Bell South Mobility Service is digital.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have analog, do you?
No.
Do you find that people are switching from analog and coming to you for digital service?
Really, industry-wide, almost all new customers are digital phones, phone users. And certainly that's been the case for us as people have switched from analog to us. We're 100% digital. And all the other carriers now are digital as well. We were the first 3 years ago back in August 96, and now there are 5 carriers in the area, and they're all digital. So customers have a lot of choice, and certainly analog will be around for a while. A lot of the rural areas, that's the only coverage you can get is analog. But as the digital networks continue to expand like ours, we've got you covered pretty much wherever you want to go. All new customers are going digital, and that's because the features, caller ID and the clarity, people really want that.
What ever happened to that dual thing?
We have dual mode service, and a lot of other companies do as well.
It's not pushed. So is it because it's not there yet?
We do have most of where people need service covered. We're still working on getting all the phones we really want to sell as far as dual mode goes. We have all our agreements in place. We have agreements here in North Carolina so you can use analog service. It's just 50 cents a minute to use analog service with the Ericsson, Nokia, and phones that we do carry that do that. You'll see more of that in the future, I think.
Okay. Let's go and talk to Charlie and Carrie. Good morning, Charlie.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
How are you? Go ahead.
All right. I got a question for you. I've been connecting. I got a 56K modem, and I've been connecting at about 45K very consistently. And then all of a sudden, about a month ago, it dropped down to 32K,
mm-hmm.
and it's been consistently at that ever since. I can't get any higher.
Okay, it can be two things. Either your modem took a hit somehow, but it's most likely the wires, the telephone wires that are coming to the house or in the house.
Okay.
Where are you? What's your exchange?
Oh, it's 859.
859 should be okay. I would think that it's got to do with the modem or something happened somewhere with construction and something hit the line.
Oh, so it's a damaged phone line?
It could be. The only way to find out is to get a phone and stick it on that line. Is this the same line we're talking on now?
No, it's second line of the house.
So put stick a single line phone on it and pick it up, press 1, to kill the dial tone and listen to see if there are any scratches or hums or any kind of noises.
Oh, okay. All right.
All right.
But if it's the phone line, there's not much I can do about that.
No, then you need to call Bell South. Not Bell South Mobility, Bell South.
Right.
And tell them that when you talk to Mom, there's a lot of noise every now and then.
Okay.
Okay?
Will do.
All right.
Thanks very much.
Thanks for calling 850 The Buzz. And your calls are coming up next, right here on Sports Radio 850. The Buzz.
You like it, I know.
Welcome back to Computers 99 on Sports Radio 850 The Buzz. Our numbers again, 860-0850, star 850 on your Bell South Mobility DCS phone, pound 850 on your Alltel cell phone. And this part of the show is sponsored by, again, Bell South Mobility, DCS.
We like it.
Yeah.
And who do we have here who can tell us something?
We have somebody here who can tell us. There's somebody here from Bell South Mobility, DCS.
Some guy.
Some guy, yeah.
We're with us, Saint Neely.
That's good.
Saint Leany. No, I can't count. I can't reverse it. Lane Seely. Of Bell South Mobility, DCS.
You're very strange. I mean,
yeah, I know.
I don't understand.
Oh, well. That's not the only thing you don't understand.
That's
right?
True.
It's okay.
That's true.
It's all right. Don't worry about it. Hey, don't worry about it.
You hear it coming over? Train the laser beam on him.
You have a few more minutes before then.
You will be assimilated. Resistance
is
futile.
We're talking about wireless, and during the break, we're talking about internet.
Mm-hmm. Data over wireless. Exciting, huh?
What happened? You don't hear me anymore. Oh, you hear me. Okay.
I hear you. The industry has started to offer WAP, a wireless application protocol, and what that really means for the customers, they can begin to get web clippings on some of their phones, and that's something that Bell South is trialing in Greenville, South Carolina, and Raleigh to see how it actually works for customers and what questions they have. We've done focus groups that show that customers are very interested in having the benefits of the Internet on their wireless phone. And even when you explain to them that there are certainly limitations as far as bandwidth and what you can view on a screen and what you can look at while you're driving, they're still interested in getting the service. So we're real excited to have that. Over the next year, you'll see us launch that. Hopefully, in first quarter, we'll have the service. And over the next year, of course, it'll be more robust as new services are added. And a year or so down the road, the bandwidth will just be, right now, most companies are only able to offer about 14.4 over their networks, but that's just going to explode. And a few years down the road, 3 to 5 years, the third generation of wireless networks will be out on the street, and that will provide almost...
28.8.
Depending on where you live.
No, it'll really begin to look, I've even heard some people say it'll begin more look like T1 service. So,
wow.
Yep. That's that's third generation. We're really only on second generation now. So
you'd be able to have something in your car that you can push and get a map.
We all see all these. We have about a minute. Let's get into it. We all see those commercials about looking in the, you know, the guys are sitting there by the campfire and he's getting, you know, who lost and who. I mean, this, like I said, been on pagers for years now. You get information on a pager.
But a pager is still not a phone. So you still had to do something if you want to make a phone call and talk about the score you saw. But, yes, pagers have been able to do this for some time, and phones are a little more robust, though. I mean, there's some services out there where you can Yahoo will send you updates. So you can sort of set it up and say, let me know when such and such happens, and you'll be notified. So it's more intelligent than some of those two-way
pagers. I don't know. I'm not impressed by that. And, you know, I had that Nokia 9000, mm-hmm. which is like an organizer. I mean, it's got a screen. What is it? About like 7.5 inches.
Yeah, it's just,
you know, it's a pretty
significant. Yeah.
And I found it very.
The problem with that service was that it was trying to pull down the entire web page.
Right.
Whereas the new services are sort of web clippings. You're not actually looking at a web page like you'd look at home, but you're getting the same sort of information. And I think there is a danger in customers having unrealistic expectations, but I think that if they know what it is, it's going to be useful.
So, you see, when you tell somebody, I've got internet, wireless internet, what do you see? What do you see in your head? What do they have?
I see a full web page.
Right. You see, that's the thing. So when you tell people internet, you know, wireless internet, well, that's what they think. It's true. I mean, to get
it's really an information service or a data service.
That works. That works fine. And when we come back, I want to talk to you also. Well, we'll do that in the next hour. But that interactive pager that that I'm playing with now. Yeah, I know you got one.
Yeah.
And that's another thing that that can be a contender in internet, because I do have a way to work it with the internet. But we'll talk about it. Well, they're circling. Your calls are coming up next, right here on Sports Radio 850. Welcome back to Computers 99 on Sports Radio 850 The Buzz. Our number is again 860-0850, *850 on your Bell South Mobility DCS phone, #850 on your old tail cell phone. These are free calls. And let's talk with Peter and Carrie.
Hi. My call is prompted from that last call you got.
Yeah.
I'm a new computer user, and I've got a new computer with a 56K modem.
Mm-hmm.
I live in Cary. I'm on an 859 exchange.
Mm-hmm.
I'm hooked up with Mindspring.
Mm-hmm.
I get on very, very quickly. I have no problem with that. But when I check my speed on the internet, I never see anything more than a 28.8.
Oh.
Should I expect more?
Yes.
I even downloaded one of those Banzai Boost programs for
$30.
Nah. Didn't seem to do anything for me.
Banzai! I tell you what, there are other ways to check it, and I should have told our last caller about that too.
And I called Mindspring, and they said I'm hooked into their best number for speed.
The way that I can help you is if you give me a call later on today,
mm-hmm.
I'll give you the number for my modems. And you can call it and see at what speed you're connecting.
Oh, well,
if you're connecting at the same speed, then we know that there's a problem somewhere on your side. Because obviously a lot of people are connecting to Mindspring at higher speed.
Mm-hmm.
But what
number do I call?
I'm sorry. Yeah, call me later on, like around 2 o'clock, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, at 852-2121. And I'll tell you how to test it.
Appreciate that.
Sure.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling 850 The Buzz.
Right.
And the same offer goes to our last caller who had a problem. Feel free to call me later on today, and we'll see if we can help you. Oh, guess what I hear? Uh-oh. Oh,
we are Microsoft. Resistance is futile. You will be assimilated.
You have been.
Not! That's what Penfield Jackson said. Well, here we are once again. Week 2, post-Jackson. And there has been a lot of speculation, which is just all it is, speculation, about settlement issues. Whether or not Microsoft's lawyers are exploring a possible settlement with the DOJ, a consent decree much like IBM had to sign in 1966, was it? Whenever. And the settlement that would allow Microsoft to escape being ruled in law a monopoly, which would lower the barrier for lawsuits. And I already saw today in one of the newspapers that the lawyers who were involved in all the big anti-tobacco cases,
mm-hmm.
are training their guns on Microsoft now for more money. I mean, there ought to be. I don't know. I won't get into
that one. Yeah, this is bad. That's bad.
Lighten up.
That's bad. They should.
There's also.
This is why I'm hoping that
there is a settlement and something that comes out. I mean, there are issues. Microsoft's lawyers have also been talking about appeal.
You know who's going to be the loser at the end?
Consumers, of course. Yep. Yeah, because either way we pay.
Yep.
You know, it's like a taxidermist veterinarian in Texas who has a sign above his door. Either way you get your dog back.
Yep.
Either way we pay. The room for appeal that I read this week, Microsoft's lawyers have said that, you know, this ruling of fact by this judge is so clear, so sweeping, that and some of his statements are so overblown. For example, he argues, he says in there that there's absolutely no consumer benefit that he can see from integrating a browser in an operating system. That's probably overstated the case, I think, since several people are looking to do that kind of operation. The browser is, in fact, an application in some ways.
Right.
So that's a room for appeal. He's also made made the argument that there was absolutely no benefit. In fact, there was harm to consumer by integrating browser and operating system. And that probably is overblown. So the issues are there for appeal. The issues are there for settlement. It's just week two of the post-Jackson era. And Microsoft stock is down 2%, so big deal. It'll come back. And we're going to have to come back ourselves,
yes, and,
you
I'm
will
sure
be
you
assimilated.
Have,
yeah, oh, I
sure
got a lot more.
Yep. Okay. end of the first hour. Next hour, we're going to take your calls and comments about anything computer-related. And, of course, we'll continue to talk and hear from Wayne. Wayne, listen to me.
Wayne Newton is here today, folks.
Wayne Steely of Bell South Mobility, BCS. Everybody should know his name by now. I just hope you're not going to get calls during the week asking you just questions about how to get service.
I can answer those.
Oh, you do? Okay.
Just don't ask for Shane Lely.
Or Wayne Newton.
Or... to ask for Lane Seeley.
Lane Seeley.
He's our friend.
And your
calls
are coming up next, right here on Sports Radio 850. The Buzz.